The Yankees looking to snap a 7-game skid. They take on the Angels in the Bronx on Wednesday. Our game is scoreless in the bottom of the second, but not for long.
And here's the pitch on its way, and he swings and drives a ball deep down the right field side. It's tight to the line, and it's gone. 2-run homer, 2-0 New York.
Again, this is doesn't take much. 314 right down that right field line, and this ball maybe 7 rows back.
Pitches, gets ready for the next one here, and the 3-2 delivery. That ball's lifted high, and it's hit deep down the left field side. It is out of here. 2-run homer, and just like that, this ball game is tied at 2. And you start to hear some of the boo birds right now after that 2-out, 2-run homer that ties up the game. Home run number 6 of the year for Maldonado. Here's the 2-2. It's hit well into right center field, and it's going to leave. They almost hit it into the judges' chambers out there. That fan section for Aaron Judge. Matt Holliday's 15th home run of the season. And New York is back on top, 3-2.
Work his way around the damage.
And here's the next pitch. This one is lifted high, and it's hit well in the left center. It's going to take a bounce, hit off the wall. One run is in, another has scored, and Romine, the 9-hole hitter with his 3rd hit of the night, and that is a 2-run double. 2-2 pitch. There's a little soft nubber that's fielded by Escobar, and then it skips off his hand. No throw. Even had he taken care of that one cleanly, Hicks can run. They get another run on that one. That'll be an infield hit. All 4 Angel runs driven in by Maldonado tonight. There's a swing and a miss, and the ball game is over, and that was the fastest one of the night, 103. Fastball gets Eric Young Jr., and that will wrap up the middle game of this series. Yankees win it tonight by the final of 8-4.
The Angels were hopeful of sending the Yankees to an 8th consecutive loss in the Bronx on Wednesday, but it was not to be, as the Halos were doubled up by an 8-4 final. Here is LA skipper Mike Socha.
He's given up a lot of home runs. You know, you can't sugarcoat it. There's a lot of home runs. If he was making good pitches and giving up home runs, you would start to, I think, be a little more concerned. Right now, as many times as he's gone to the games and trying to get that glove side sinker where he wants it and misses down the middle and guys hit it, that's just a function of being able to repeat a pitch, repeat a delivery. So once he finds it, he's got the ability to keep guys in the park, got the ability to get a lot of ground balls. So, I think he can see some of the things he needs to work on and needs to work towards to be that pitcher he can be. And I think you'll see a lot of those long balls be eliminated. You know, Mike's been hot and cold. At times it looks like he has everything together, and he changes speeds really well and makes some pitches. And then, he definitely left some balls, over the heart of the plate tonight, and those guys hit it. Same thing, I think, with Mike. He's trying to make footprints in Major League bullpen, and to do that, you've got to be able to repeat your pitches and be consistent. And that's something that hopefully he's moving forward with.
The Angels look to bounce back on Thursday behind Jesse Chavez. He'll be opposed by Luis Severino.